Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Hello, and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. Today I will be speaking on from the title, God's Holy Will and Predestination. Who has been predestinated? What has been predestinated? Predestinated to what? Those questions will be answered and more. Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast. Our question of interest, Matthew 20, verse 15, states, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Statements of concern, 1, Hosea 8, 12. Hosea 8:12 states, I have written to him the great things of my law. The former Lord has written to me, and what he has written is in the Bible. He has written to me the great things coming from the law, coming from the law of God, great things. And, of course, you have been hearing these things on the many episodes of Lawmaster. I have written to him, and he has written to me. And just for an example, let's do a couple of one or two things that he has written to me. Of course, throughout the Bible, he has written many things to me. But here in Revelation, he has written to me, saying, Revelation 1, verse 11, asking me a question, making a statement to me, saying, what thou seest, write in a book. So it has been my duty to examine the content of the Authorized Version Bible and write in a book the things that I see, the things that I find, write in a book. That's what the former Lord has written to me. Another thing he has written to me is in Revelation, also in Revelation 1, verse 19. Really, an iteration of what he said in Revelation 1:11 to me. Revelation 1:19, he said to me, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. So, in obedience to the will of the Lord, I have done just that. The things I have seen during the course of my examination of Bible content, I have written in a book. I've written in a book. Okay. Here in Revelation 2, verse 17, the Lord makes a statement concerning me, saying, a new name written which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. He has written a name which I have received in the from the Bible. Okay. So those are just a couple of examples of the Lord speaking to me from the pages of the Bible. Now, moving on, Luke 21:22. Luke 21:22. All things which are written may be fulfilled. All things which are written may be fulfilled. I have a duty to fulfill the things that the Lord has written to me. The Gentiles have a duty to fulfill the things that are written to them in the pages of Scripture. People have a duty to fulfill, and I have had and do have a duty to fulfill. So it is good that each knows his duty, or that all know their duty, what they are to do. Now, one thing written, and let me just say that again. All things which are written may be fulfilled. As a permit, and approval of things. Just as in Revelation 1:11 and Revelation 1:19, those are things written. Okay? He says, all things which are written may be fulfilled. Those are two things that are written. Revelation chapter 1, verses 11 and 19. I have fulfilled those two statements coming from the Lord. And from the pages of Scripture, I have fulfilled them. The things I have seen, I have written down and I have put in a book. One such book is the Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God, that is done in fulfillment of Revelation. Chapter 1, verses 11 and 19. The Lord has approved, given his approval of the things that are written in the pages of Scripture that I am to do and that the Gentiles are to do, that people are to do. Okay. Okay. Now, Daniel. Look at Daniel here. Daniel chapter 11, verse 36 says this: That is determined shall be done, but that with all things written may be fulfilled. Things written are things determined. That is determined shall be done. What is it that has been determined concerning me? Yes, been determined that I read, I investigate Scripture, I examine Scripture, and that the things that I see, the things that I find out, I put in a book. That's a determination. That is determined shall be done. All things written may be fulfilled. You have a commandment and you have the approval of things that have been determined. That is determined shall be done. That is a determination within itself. That is determined shall be done. It has been determined that the things that have been determined shall be done. All right. Colossians 1:9. Colossians 1:9, here we have, be filled with the knowledge of his will. Be filled with the knowledge of his will, God's holy will and predestination. Be filled with the holy will of God. Mm-hmm. So as I read that, I read it as a commandment, just that part in Colossians 1:9, be filled with the knowledge of his will. Whose will? The former God's will, the former Lord's will. His will, the testator's will. Be filled with it. Verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord to all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So in those two verses, you have the knowledge of his will, and you have the knowledge of God. In Proverbs, Proverbs 2 or 3, let's see. Okay, Proverbs 2 says this, okay, the commandment be filled with the knowledge of his will, be increasing in the knowledge of God. Proverbs 2, verse 5, starting there, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. That's what I have done. I have found the knowledge of God. I am increasing in the knowledge of God. And, of course, I am gathering information on the knowledge of His will. Find the knowledge of God. Mark that as completed by yours truly, completed by the Lord God Israel. He has found the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. And the Lord God Israel is the Lord. The title of the Lord has fallen to me from the will of God, according to the will of God. The title of the Lord has fallen to me. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. And, of course, that's what I seek to do. I seek to give knowledge and understanding of the will, of the holy will of God, the testator. Now we have Colossians 4:12. Colossians 4:12, ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Romans 12. Ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. To prove. What is to prove? I have proved the will of God to establish as true. What have I done? I have established the will of God to be a true thing, a real thing. And I say that again, I have established the will of God as true, as being a real thing. I have the will in my possession, and I have been speaking of that will in the past several programs here on Law Masters, Law of God broadcast, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God, being filled with the knowledge of His will, and having a great desire to communicate the knowledge of that will to the people and to the Gentiles. Okay? The will of God that I speak of and that I have been presenting to you is a real thing. The will of God is in my possession. I have it. I have read from it. So the will of God is a real thing. Okay. To prove, it has been proved. I have proved it. I have established it as being a real thing, a true thing, a real thing, a thing that we are to take heed and act according to His will. Ephesians 1:5. Having predestinated us according to the good pleasure of His will, I read that again, having predestinated us according to the good pleasure of His will, and in Ephesians 1:9, having made known to us the mystery of his will. As I stated earlier, I have made known to the people and to the Gentiles the mystery of the will, the mystery of the will of God, the testator, having made known. And you should mark that as fulfilled. Much information here is on the internet here, from my page and from the many episodes of Lawmaster. Much information on the will of God has been presented and is there for your good, for you to study, for you to abide by. Because you are to abide by the will of God, having predestinated us according to the good pleasure of his will. Predestinated, foreordained, predetermined, having foreordained us according to the good pleasure of his will. And I want to answer the question, what have the Gentiles been predestinated to? What are they to do in accordance with the will of God and the will of God the testator? For an example, I use myself again. For me, I have been predestinated to do this. Or it has been predestinated for me to do this. I go back to Revelation 1:9. I mean, Revelation 1, verse 11 and verse 19. I go back there. What thou seest, write in a book. Foreordained, predestinated. It is predestinated for me that the things that I see in my study and scrutiny of the Authorized Version Bible, that I write in a book the things I see. It has been predestinated that I write the things which I have seen and the things which are and the things which shall be hereafter. Verse 19 of Revelation chapter 1. Predestinated to do that. Okay. Now, and just in passing, as for the Gentiles, what are they predestinated to do? It is predestinated that they fear God and keep his commandments. The commandment in Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, fear God and keep his commandments. The Gentile predestinated to do just that. It is predestinated that Gentiles do just that. It is also predestinated here, Galatians 6, verse 7 says, do not deceive. Many people are deceived. They are deceived by the preachers, by the teaching of those in a religious arena, the teaching of the character Jesus as Lord and Savior is a deceitful teaching. Okay. The commandment in Galatians 6 says, be not deceived. Okay, how can you be not deceived? And I speak with reference to those who are deceived. They are commanded to be not deceived. How can they be not deceived? Can they be undeceived? It is possible by hearing the truth, by hearing the truth that comes from the Lord. What I read in Proverbs, the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. And that Lord is a living Lord, not some idea of a thing up in the sky somewhere. The Lord gives wisdom. The living Lord gives wisdom. Out of the living Lord's mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And it is predestinated that you receive the truth that comes from the living Lord. The Lord God is real. Because truth comes from him. And God is called what? The God of truth. The living God. A living person. A living being that you can see. A living being that talks just like you talk. If you talk in the normal way, using your mouth and all, the living God talks just like that. You hear his voice at this time talking to you. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And there's a scripture that says, receive ye the law from his mouth. From whose mouth? From the living Lord's mouth, the living God. And that is something that speaks about God is called, the Lord God is real. I am referred to as the living God. Not an idea of something up in the sky, but a living God which you can see, a living God with a body. Okay? And while I'm on that, let me do this right here. John 6, I believe it is. John 6, and it's not on my outline, but I think I want to present that now at this time. Okay. Let's see here. Anyway, I can quote the statement, and you can look it up at some other time. And I know I'm all over it right now. Okay, but anyway, the statement said, God is a spirit. Is God a spirit? Here in John 6:57, it said, as the living Father, as the living Father. Okay. The Father that has a body and that speaks like you speak, that is the usual way of speaking and talking. A God that you can hear, whose real voice you can hear and understand, the living Father, a title of God, Father. Okay. The question is, okay, let's see here. Okay, John 4, verse 24. The statement says, God is a spirit. Is God a spirit? Is the living Father a spirit? Because the Father is mentioned in the preceding verse, John 4, 23. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father. Who is the Father? Who is that speaking about? Speaking about God. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. The question, is God a spirit? Is the living Father a spirit? Is the living God a spirit? Well, that question is answered in the same book of John. I'm turning to it now. out there. I'm still turning. Okay. Let's do a loop back to say about it. Okay, yeah. Here we have in the last chapter of Luke 24:39. Okay. John 4 says, we are presented with the statement, God is a spirit. The question, is God a spirit? Is the living God, is the living Father a spirit? Like this right here. It is written, Luke 24:39. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have. Okay. I have been, the title of God has fallen to me, and I am not a spirit. A spirit has not flesh and bones. I have flesh and bones. Okay? And that can be seen. That's a seeable thing, that I have flesh and bones and that I am not a spirit. All right. So, God is a living individual. God is a personality. The God that the Bible talks about and exalts, okay? That God, this God, the Lord God Israel, the God whose name is Israel. And while I'm on this, let me go to here, Acts 14:49. Acts 14:49. I miswrote something because Acts 14:49 does not have, Acts chapter 14 does not have 49 verses. So here's another statement you can look up. Let's see here. Before I give up on this. I thought I had checked all my references, but apparently I didn't check this one. Okay, Acts 13:49, that's what it is. It says this right here, and I want you to mark this as fulfilled by me. Mark it as fulfilled by the Lord God is real. It says this, the word of the Lord was published just then. The question is asked, what is truth? The word, this is truth right here. The word of the Lord was published. Now, what does published mean here? Published means made known, divulged. The word of the Lord was made known. I through this program, am making the word of the Lord known. Mark that statement as fulfilled. The word of the Lord was published. Just those seven words, the word of the Lord was published. That is truth. I'm doing that right now. I'm further making known the word of the Lord. Making known the word of the Lord, the testator, making known my word, because I am the one doing the speaking. The word of the Lord God is real, and the word of the Lord God, the testator. I am making the word of the Lord, making known to you, to the people, to the Gentiles, the word of the Lord. That's a true statement. The word of the Lord was published. And that is a determination. That is determined shall be done. It is determined that I make known the word of the Lord. And I think I have made that clear since I've been speaking here today. Okay. Be filled with the knowledge of his will. You may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God, having predestinated us according to the good pleasure of his will, having made known the mystery of his will. That's Ephesians 1:9. Having made known the mystery of his will, the word of the Lord was published, the word of the Lord was made known. And where was the word of the Lord published? Where was it made known? Where is it published and where is it made known? Right here on Blog Talk Radio on Long Island's Law of God broadcast. Right here, that statement is being fulfilled right here on Blog Talk Radio. On my program, the program coming from the Lord God Israel, right here. The Lord God Israel's program, the word of the Lord, is being published, the word of the Lord is being made known. These are very important things, okay, that God has fulfilled. Look here, since I'm here, Acts 13:22 is a description of yours truly, a description of the Lord God Israel, a man after my own heart. A man that suits or pleases the Lord, the testator, perfectly. A man after his own heart, which shall fulfill, the testator says, all my will. The word of the Lord is being made known right now. Okay. 1 Corinthians 6:19. 1 Corinthians 6:19, a statement to the Gentiles. Ye are not your own. You are not your own. I am not reading that as a question. I am reading that as a statement. You are not your own. Those words are in Scripture. I'm reading them. Okay? You're not your own. Okay? Now, if you are not your own, then whose are you? All right. That question, I will seek to answer that question. What has been determined with regard to the Gentiles? What has been determined? This thing has been determined here. 2 Corinthians 12:8. That must be 2 Chronicles. Let's see what the 2 Chronicles says. 2 Chronicles 12:8. Yes. 2 Chronicles 12:8. This thing has been determined with regard to the Gentiles. They shall be his servants. They shall be the servants of the Lord God Israel. That is determined shall be done. this is the determination with regard to the servants, who, to the Gentiles, whose are they? Because they are told they are not their own, then whose are they? They are the Lord's. They shall be his servants, the servants of God, the servants belonging to God. Okay. And what does the scripture say about his servants? It says this in Revelation 22, verse 3, it is determined that his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face. What? A spirit has not flesh and bones. I have flesh and bones. They can see my face. His servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face. Revelation 22:5. It is determined that the Lord God gives them light. The Lord God giveth them light. And in Proverbs 6:23, we are told the law is light. And what am I giving the Gentiles and the people? I am giving them the law of God. I'm giving them the word of the Lord. I am giving them the law of God. The law is light. And what says the light? What says the law? The law says that is determined shall be done. Also, the law says this in Revelation 17:17. The words of God shall be fulfilled. What has God said? God has said that the Gentiles shall be the servants of God. God, the testator, has said that the Gentiles, his servants, shall serve him, and that they shall seek his, the living God's, face. Those things have been determined. That is determined, the scripture says, shall be done. That's the law. What is written in the law? The question is asked in the Bible. Those things are written in the law. They shall be God's servants. His servants shall serve him. The words of God shall be fulfilled. Okay? And the word of the people's word, says this. In the people's word, the people say this. Genesis 44:9. As in agreement with the law, that they shall be his servants, God's servants. Genesis 44:9. The Gentiles' word. We also will be my Lord, but the Lord God Israel's bondman servants. Okay? And so the Gentiles are not their own. They are the Lord's. And that is scripture where they say we are the Lord's. But let me move on. So they agree with the law. They agree. They consent to the law. We will be my Lord's body. Now, and here in Genesis 44:7, this statement right here, thy servant should do according to this thing. Just that. Underline that part. Thy servant should do according to this thing. What should God's servants do? Who are God's servants? God's servants are Gentiles, who call themselves white people, the people who conquered Africa and its inhabitants and enslaved the inhabitants, the aboriginal people of Africa, the black people. The Gentiles conquered them, enslaved them, and held them in captivity. And many are still held in captivity because when the Gentiles freed the slaves, when they took the chains off, they did not send the black people back to their homeland. So they are still, you know, then captives. Captives, you know. Okay. And these things, the judgment, because this is a judgment, they shall be God's servant, they shall be his servant. That's a judgment. That's a judgment against the Gentiles for what they did to African people, what they did to black people in invading their land, in conquering them, defeating the black people, and taking the black people for their own servants, for their own slaves. So the former God, the testator, judges. He judged himself also, but he judged his people, and the people agreed with the judgment. Because the people said what? They said, we will be our Lord's bondmen. The law said that they shall be his servants, and the Gentiles' words said, we will be our Lord's bondmen. Now, who is this our Lord? Who is the Lord? The Lord is here, right here, the present speaker, the Lord God is real. Okay? A living Lord, not a spirit, not an idea of something up in the sky, an idea, a meme, but a real figure, a real personality. One talking right now, one whose voice you hear right now. And what does it say? What the law says? His servants shall serve him. They shall see his face. They shall see him. It is the will of the former God that the Gentiles see. Those from among the that certain among from among the Gentiles actually see me. See me. And see my face. Okay, so the Gentiles should do according to the will of God. That's Genesis 44:7. Just underline this part. Thy servants shall do according to this thing. What thing? Thy servants shall do according to the law of God. Thy servants, the Gentiles, shall do according to the will of God. Of course, that is determined shall be done. Thy servants should do according to this thing. It is determined. This is predestination. It is determined that the Gentiles will abide by the terms of the law of the will of God, and that they will abide by the law of God. It is determined that the Gentiles will be servants of God. They will be servants to God, the God, Lord God Israel, and that they will serve him, and that they, come from among the Gentiles, actually see the living God and witness that event, that they be witnesses of that event of seeing the living God, and that that is to be recorded and kept and preserved. Okay. Joshua 9:8-11. Joshua 9, chapter 8, verse 11. Let's start with verse 8. Verse 8 says, we are thy servants. Let me read the scripture over here in Mark 14. Mark 14:49 says the scriptures must be fulfilled. I'm giving to you scriptures. This is a law statement, a statement of law. Right? The scriptures must be fulfilled. What scriptures? The scripture in Daniel 11:36, that is determined shall be done. The scripture where the Gentiles say, we will be our Lord's bondmen. That must be fulfilled. So these These are determinations. His servants shall serve him. Revelation 22:3. That's a determination. They shall see his face. Revelation 22:4. That's a determination. And those are scriptures. The scriptures must be. Look at that word, must. The scriptures must be fulfilled. Okay. And as for myself, this statement is applicable to me. Matthew 5:17 says, I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. That's my duty, to fulfill. Fulfill what? Two things I showed you from the beginning of this broadcast. Two things. Revelation 1:11 and Revelation 1:19. Write the things that thou hast seen and put in a book. The things that thou hast seen and all, I read them. I don't have to read them again. Revelation 1:9 and 1:11. Okay? Those things. Fulfill. Fulfill. Having made known to the people, the Gentiles, the mystery of his will. Fulfill. Fulfill. That's what I'm doing, making known the mystery of the will of God. The will of God, the testator. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. That's me, Lord God Israel, to fulfill. Okay, back to Joshua 9, verse 8. The scriptures must be fulfilled. This is one that must be fulfilled. We are thy servants. Who is the we? The we is the people of the Lord, the testator, the testator's people. Who are they? They are the Gentiles. What do they call themselves? They call themselves white people. This is their word. We are thy servants. That scripture must be fulfilled. They must serve the Lord God Israel. They must serve me in my capacity as Lord God. The scripture must be fulfilled. Now, it's repeated with even more modern language here. Joshua 9:11. We are your servants, talking directly to me. We are thy servants. We are your servants. That's being said to me as coming from the Gentiles. Because the law says about them and concerning them and to them that they shall be the servants of God. They shall be God's servants. They are not their own. And if they are not their own, who do they belong to? They belong to the Lord God, the living Lord, the true Lord, the true God, the God that is a personality, the God that they get to see. For they shall see his face, and those witnesses shall be written down in the records of God. Okay. Psalm 119:91. The last five words, the last statement in the verse. All are thy servants. We are your servants. We are thy servants. All are thy servants. That's a statement that must be fulfilled. Psalm 119:91. All are thy servants. The statement is said to me. All are thy servants. All are your servants. All of who? All the Gentiles are thy servants. Mark 14:49. the scriptures must be fulfilled. I must see that. I must see that, that all Gentiles are my servants, physically, literally, really. That's a determination. That is determined shall be done. And in looking at these determinations, we see the will of God, the testator. Okay. Now, how long shall the servants, the Gentiles, serve God? 1 Kings 12:7. I'm still turning to 1 Kings 12:7. It says this. This has been determined. That has been determined shall be done. The scriptures must be fulfilled. They will be thy servants forever. How long will they be my servants? They shall be my servants forever. It is determined that the Gentiles should be the servants of God. It is determined that they shall serve God. It is determined that they shall pray. It is determined that they shall be my servants, the servants of God, the servants belonging to God, for how long? Forever. That's a determination. The scriptures must be fulfilled. That's the law. That's the law. This is the law that the Gentiles are to abide by. This is the will of God, the testator, that the Gentiles are to perform. In their capacity as the servants belonging to God. Look at 1 Kings 12:4. In real easy to understand words, simple terminology. The word, the Gentile word says to me, their word, their promise. We will serve thee. Or you could say the testator word with regard to his people. He says, we will serve thee. In verse 7, 1 Kings 12, they will be thy servants forever. And then you have the confirmation and the affirmation saying, we will serve thee. That's a promise, isn't it? That's a promise. The scriptures must be fulfilled. That scripture, 1 Kings 12:4, must be fulfilled. We, all Gentiles, all Gentile nations, we, whether they be nations, whether they be principalities, whether they be kingdoms, all Gentile nations and kingdoms and principalities, we will serve the Lord God Israel. And 1 Samuel 16:16. And the people's word and the word of God, the testator says to me, let our Lord now command thy servants. Let our Lord now command thy servants, the Gentiles. It is commanded that all Gentiles have a copy of the will of God, and that all Gentiles have a copy of the book of the law of God, all things are demonstrated power of God. It is commanded that all Gentiles have a copy of that, of those two documents in their possessions at all times. At all times. Okay. In their home and in their possessions at all times. In their possession at all times, that is. Okay? Now, I have spoken to you on the will and predestination. It is predestinated that the Gentiles serve God. It is predestinated that they fear God. It is predestinated that they see God. It is predestinated that they fear God. It is predestinated that the Gentiles of today, of this day and time, fear God and keep the commandments of God. So again, I have spoken to you on the will of God's testator and predestination. Join me next Sunday for the next broadcast of Law Master, Law of God broadcast, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm still on the air. Now, if anyone has a question, if I want to call in, please do so. Okay. We don't have any callers, so that is it for this broadcast. Join me next time for another episode of Law Master's Law of God broadcast.